Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly. And this afternoon, we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is a consultant and the owner at AromaScent Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back to our show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good indeed. Well, I'm super excited about today's show because I have to say, over the past few years, I think especially with having young children, I feel like I'm trying to lean much more towards like natural products for the hair, face, body, etc. And I think what's happening is I think we're so much more aware of the effects of the chemicals, and we're so much more aware of what's going into our skincare routine products that people seem to be like, well, for most people, seem to be questioning what they're putting on themselves. Now, talk to us a little bit about why natural skincare products are so important for us.
Well, they've been doing a lot of studies over the years. They found we've been putting so many phony things and chemicals into our bodies that, you know, they're even proving it's probably down the road causing things like cancers, allergies, asthma. So it's better to go, like, modern-day skincare from the big companies is complicated. Natural is simple. That's what I like about it. Now, if you take the average person using products that they buy in the store, they can put up to 10 different skincare products on their body every day. And your skin is like a sponge. It soaks it all in. So, I mean, that's going to go into your body, and it doesn't really get excreted.
Right.
We're told that these things are safe, but a lot of them in small doses are, but we really don't know that. So I think it's better to be safer than sorry and just go simple.
Absolutely. And it's funny because I understand exactly what you talk about. When you talk about people using 10 different skincare products, I mean, I'm sure the guys listening are like, what is she talking about? Nobody uses. But believe you me, there are. I actually, and this is no word of a lie, Cheryl, I actually watched this. It was like one of those little YouTube videos, because my daughter, you know, she watches all these things on YouTube and to watch how, like, you know, Elsa puts her makeup on, you know, whatever. And I was like, let me sit down next to you. She's like, Mama, watch this. And I sat there and there was this young woman and she was putting stuff on. I kid you not, between like the cleansing milk, the toner,
yeah,
then she put on two or three different things under her eyes. Then she put on like different kinds of facial things. One was to minimize the pores. One was to make the skin around like her chin, etc., almost like, I don't know, like even at the skin tone. I seriously think that she probably put on basically maybe 7 or 8 products on her face, and that was before she got to the actual makeup itself.
Oh, I know. There's this primer. Oh, you can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the primer, you've got this, you've got everything, and literally it is like layers of a cake. How dangerous
is that?
To get
a natural look. Oh.
Right. Now, exactly, well, let's get a natural look. How dangerous is it with what we're putting onto our skin?
Well, the thing is, as you all these things going in, like they build up in your body over the years, and nobody really knows what kind of combination these things can build up. Of course, nobody's going to, as they say, drop dead after using a bit of body wash or mascara or a little bit of, you know, rouge and that. But the thing is, we just don't know. In fact, in Europe, there have been more than 1,100 personal product ingredients that have been banned for use in cosmetics in the European Union in the last few years because there's concerns they cause cancer, birth defects, or maybe even reproductive ills. And I was really surprised by this fact. In contrast, only 10 of these are banned here in the United States. Now, that is surprising.
Right, absolutely. And I have to tell people, are they like, oh, you know, for me, and this is, people will laugh at me, but this is the truth. I have my parents still live back in England. I have my hair products basically sent over from England by my mother. She goes to, like, you know, she goes to Boots over in England and she'll get my hair care products and she will send over like shampoos and conditioners and things like that over from England. And, yeah. and it's, you know, it sounds crazy. But a couple of reasons. First of all, the products are much, much, much more purer. The ingredients are much purer. And B, for me to get those things from there to over here, if I, you know, it charged me like $40 just on shipping alone. So, but that's it. And that's the problem is like, it's very money. It's all about down to money over here right now, isn't it? When it comes to basically like caring for yourself with regards to skincare and hair care, etc.
Right.
So if you think about like a lot of Middle Eastern countries and a lot of Asian countries, etc., they use natural oils and stuff for their bodies. They macadamia nut oil, coconut oil, all that stuff. What is the best ones? Well, for instance, let's talk about for your face. I mean, do you have any ideas or any feelings about what are the best types of oils which can be used on the face? Because I'm sure the oils for your face are probably going to be different from that ones that you can use on your body.
Oh, yeah. The fact you've got, there's probably three or four that you've got in your own, you know, kitchen pantry. There's the olive oil, which is very good. There's, as you said, well, macadamia nut oil, that is good too, but you can buy that. There's grapeseed oil and coconut oil. You know, that's that big, thick stuff. People are starting to buy that and cook with it. You can use that on, and they're basically good on the face. You can use them as a natural makeup remover, anti-aging, give yourself natural facials. Oh, all sorts of things. Like, I thought I'd go into that a little bit later. You just give you a couple of little recipes if you wanted, but those are some.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to definitely go back
on, and your body will soak it in. And then what you don't use, say on a cleanser, you just wipe it off with a tissue.
Right. Absolutely. So I'm definitely going to go into that after our very quick commercial break. But before I do that, I just want to find out. Is there anything that we should like avoid? Like, say, for instance, we know that what's best for our skincare when we go out, because I find that half the time when you're looking at the back of a packaging, it takes forever because there are so many things that are there. Is there an easy way to find out what's beneficial for you and what's not beneficial, what you should take off the shelf and what you should keep there?
Well, anything that's got the word paraben in it is not good. Definitely not good, because that's something that's even used in, and some of them, you'll even see the word formaldehyde. You definitely don't want to be using that. And there's another word would be, if you see the word glycol, G-L-Y-C-O-L, that's in different things, you don't want that. Those are some of the terms. And then some, they're definitely, you know, very, like, long chemical names. If you can't pronounce it, then I'd be very wary of it myself.
Right. And that's one of the things, is that when you all the things that you've just mentioned are all the ones that we get in our stores, they're all the top brands that are like, they're the brands that people grew up with, right? I mean, I'm not going to mention names, but they're all the top brands that we see commercials for several times a day.
Well, there's some other things that you'll see. There's the term aluminum chlorohydrate, ammonia, and then there's something they're called phthalates, it's P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E. Those are very, very bad. As I said, formaldehyde. Some even have lead acetate. Mercury, you can see that. And definitely the word paraben. And another one is, I see this a lot, is triclosan. Those are some chemical terms that, if you see it, I would be, you'll know it's not that natural. I would avoid it myself.
Right. So I was once told that basically, and when you talk about paraben, I mean, I feel like that's in every single shampoo and conditioner that you buy anywhere. And it's probably in every single hair dye, et cetera, as well. I mean, that's like one of those ones that is everywhere. I was once told that when you're buying something, the less ingredients it has in it and the more simple the ingredients are, as you said, the words that you know, like you can, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, olive oil or, you know, whatever it is, those are the ones that you should basically gravitate towards.
I would think so, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to quickly talk about it. What are the long-term effects of using things which have so many chemicals in them?
Well, again, they're going to build up in your body, and the body does not excrete this. And the main cleansing organ in your body is the liver. So a lot of this ends up in your liver. It's in the bloodstream. And, like, over years, you just become the word is toxic. That's what people are so busy trying to do these days, is detoxify. I think that's the main thing that you have to worry about.
Right.
Now, we're not saying that they're causing cancer or it can cause this or that, but they just don't know. And we seem to have so much more cancer these days, so you have to wonder.
And I'll be honest with you, I think I mentioned this, I think it was like to another guest on our show, it could have been last week, but I was talking about how I was out with a friend and we were going out and we were looking at some hair products, and it was one of those, I think it was like a temporary dye, it was like a, you know, one of those things that you spray in and you wash out.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, there I was, like, you know, looking at it, reading it, trying to read it, and it was crazy because at the bottom of it, it actually had something which basically told you that it would, you know, it would basically cause cancer for you. And it was like, and it told you in California, this is known to be cancerous, etc. And you're like, oh my God, you know. So it's crazy how this happens. Are there any specific brands that you know are good or that you think people should try and gravitate towards?
Well, there's the ones like, there's Dr. Bronner's. Mm-hmm. And, That's got a lot of a thing. But, you know, I really don't like to say one or another because then I'm, you know, giving a testimonial and that's not really. But I would say things that you can pick up, you know, in your health food store. They have a lot of things like that. Or in a lot of the grocery stores, they have natural sections. Everything's more, they'll say organic, natural. I would go there and buy my products. I would, you know, look at the labels and just see how much simpler they are, but that's where I would gravitate to myself if I didn't make my own.
Wow. And before we go to our commercial break here, it tells you the skin, you basically, it's an article that you were talking about, which is natural skincare by the numbers. And it's ridiculous. It says basically it's giving you the amounts of things that you ingest over a lifetime. So did you want to go through the first one, which is the lipstick?
Well, there's so much in that, really. You can actually go and people are making natural lipsticks, but you've got things almost, there's, you know, in fact, there's petroleum in a lot of things. That's definitely in your lipstick. There's waxes. It's just terrible. And then the colors that they use, they're not all that safe. They can be very, those can be very cancer-causing.
Right. And obviously the more colors there are, the more chemicals there are.
I would say so, yes.
I want to take a very, very quick commercial break here before we go any further. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this morning is Cheryl Strickland. And she is an aromatherapy consultant and the owner at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit the website, which is www.aromasense.ca. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
In our lives, seasons will come and seasons will go, and sometimes the storms in our lives can leave us in gloom. With Chrisma Counseling, you'll get the help and support you need to help you see a brighter tomorrow. Chrisma Counseling specializes in therapy that gets results. Chrisma Counseling offers in-home sessions as well as in-office sessions Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or other hours available by appointment. Mental health evaluation for ages 0 to 5. Grief and loss therapy, anger management, couples therapy, just to name a few. Whenever you and your family need in time of crisis, you can count on Chrisma Counseling. Call 507-399-2149 or go to ChrismaCounselingNetwork.com. Call now and never feel alone when you have troubled days.
Have you found positive thinking programs to be lacking? Does what they tell you to do feel forced? Let The Masterful You help you dismantle emotional barriers preventing your happiness and success without forcing new belief systems on yourself. Certified life coach Jennifer Mandel will help you reduce emotions hindering positive thinking and add ones necessary to attain it. Please visit themasterfulyou.com. That's themasterfulyou.com. Or call 732-991-0093. That's 732-991-0093.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest this afternoon is an aromatherapy consultant and the owner at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back to the show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. Today we're talking about why we need natural skincare. And before our commercial break there, you offered very kindly to basically go through and help us a little bit by talking about, basically how we can go ahead and make our own green skincare treatments at home. So could you give us a couple of examples of what we can make at home for as part of our skincare routine?
Well, yes, there's a good thing. You can do, there's a natural makeup remover that you can do. So what you do is you get some plain olive or coconut oil. That mm-hmm. will remove mascara. Just put a little bit on a cotton ball and, you know, wipe that over your eyes. And it will also remove other makeup as well. But that's only for, like, normal to dry skin. It doesn't work as well if you've got oily skin. For oily skin, what you can do is you could buy liquid Castile soap, and you put a little bit of that in water, and just mix it with water, and just dip either a cloth or the cotton ball in, and that will remove makeup that way. You can also make your own natural, like, to replace lotions and moisturizer. What I've been mm-hmm. talking about is pure coconut oil is really all that you need, because it's naturally full of collagen. And it's got, the collagen is supported by, it's called lauric acid, L-A-U-R-I-C, and this is very easily absorbed by the skin. And right. It's good for oily and acne-prone skin, and it has natural antibacterial properties, so it's a great option for a moisturizer.
Now, did you, out of all the oils, like with coconut oil, olive oil, etc., I want to find out from you, which one of them has the most collagen and which one of them is most absorbent? Is it the coconut oil that has the highest collagen and is most absorbent?
Or are there any others? The olive oil I mentioned, it's got a lot of antioxidants. So that's mm-hmm. really, really good for anti-aging.
Right. So somebody could basically do a combination of alternating between the two of them.
Right. And what you can do is if you make a simple facial mask, you can use honey and coconut oil mm-hmm. and just put it together, put it on your face for a little while, maybe say 5-10 minutes, and then rinse it off. And this is going to soften your skin because the honey being sugar has a lot of, it just softens off the dead skin and leaves your skin feeling very refreshed and very soft.
Wonderful. Okay. Are there any other things that you can share with us? Do you have any other ingredients for anything else?
the one thing to promote natural beauty is you should watch what your diet. You should have a really good diet. And they say, oh, you should eat well. Well, you are definitely, you are what you eat. So you have lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of liquids, you know, like pure water, and kind of limit, it doesn't sound, I know we like it these days, but really, you know, limiting your coffee is going to help a lot too.
Right, and that's the thing is, like, you know, there's so many people, like I have to say, like, you know, when I'm on the shows, I mean, I'll go through, you know, maybe two or three big mugs of tea, not coffee, but tea. But, you know, I'm from England, so I drink my tea nice and strong with a little bit of milk, you know, but it's strong. So basically, I need to cut down on that.
Right, definitely, yeah. And another good thing, too, is couple that with exercise, because that gets everything in the body moving. Mm-hmm. So that is, you've got to exercise and eat well. Those are two of the basic things.
All right. Now, how important is a good night's sleep? How important is
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, you need, as you rest, your body repairs itself. So they're right. All the experts say you should get, if you can, at least 8 hours of sleep a night to help repair the body.
Right. And so that just basically means for some people, it's just basically trying to change your lifestyle and just going to bed a little bit earlier than you maybe
right.
normally would.
So
right.
Just one word to get you started, simplify things.
Right. Okay. And just talking about these natural oils that we have in our pantries, like the olive oil and I have olive oil, I have coconut oil, I even have avocado oil.
That's excellent for your skin, yes. Avocado oil. It's so rich and full of nutrients.
Absolutely. And then after the last time that we spoke, I went out, and what did I buy? I bought the grapeseed oil. And I also bought the almond oil. That was it. I bought grapeseed oil and sweet almond oil. And
right.
I made a little massage oil because I used some of the lavender essence that I had.
Right.
So I used that. I wouldn't use that on my face, but these oils that I have here, are any of them good for, like, maybe apart from the face and the body, are they good for like the hair or anything? I mean, greasy.
You can. I've got a little thing that you can do to clarify and remove oils from your hair. So
okay.
What you can do is you mix one part white vinegar with five mm-hmm. parts of distilled water. Distilled is the best. You could just use tap, but you should use. Okay. And you pour that over your hair after conditioning, and then add 5 or 10 drops of your favorite essential oil to make it smell really, really nice.
Wow.
Yeah,
because that's the thing is, like, sometimes what people you because I mean I would never have thought of that. So one part white vinegar and
five parts of distilled water, and you pour that over your hair, like, after you put it, you know, some conditioner in. Then add add 5 or 10 drops of your favorite essential oil, such as lavender, lemon, orange, or peppermint, and that will give a lovely fresh smell.
Wonderful. Because that's the thing is, a lot of people don't realize, especially with all the products that we put on our hair, there is a big buildup of products on your hair.
Now, here's a good hair conditioner that you might, since you like avocado oil. You blend avocado and coconut oil, blend avocado and coconut milk in a blender, and then apply it to dry hair. I would say about equal measures of each. Leave it on for 30 minutes and then rinse out. And your hair will be lovely and soft.
Wonderful. And that's the good thing about this, all of this that you're discussing with us today, Cheryl, is because they're all natural products, you're not going to have to worry about your hair splitting, your hair breaking, about drying out, or any of those things that a chemical product will have. Because a chemical product at some stage is going to split your hair, it's going to break it, it's going to make it fragile. But all these things, I was once told, if you can put it in your body, in your mouth, then you're good to put it on your body, on the outside.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, if you wanted, you could also make a nice facial scrub using things from your fridge. You could take mm-hmm. a quarter cup of yogurt, a quarter cup of cornmeal, mm-hmm. and 5 drops of patchouli, grapefruit or lavender, essential oil. Apply this to your face, let it sit for a bit, and then wash it off with warm water. And you've got a lovely facial scrub without using, like, they have fancy ones out there with sugar in that. But this is very mm-hmm. gentle, and this would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much for all of that. I've got all my little bits and pieces. I feel like I've got a lot of these things in my in my pantry, but I just don't use it apart from
I know, it's surprising. You know, when you start reading and and doing research, how easy, you know, to get started it really is.
Right. Absolutely. But you know what? And then sometimes I feel like with myself, certainly, and I'm sure this is with a lot of our listeners out there as well, is that you have these things, but you know what? You don't know if you should use it. You're like, can I? Should I? You know, but it's nice when something's validated by somebody else who says, it's good. It's safe. It's going to be fantastic. You know, that's all we need is someone else to say, it's okay. unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show, but for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Cheryl Strickland, and she is an aromatherapy consultant and the owner at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit her website, which is www.aromasense.ca. You can also email her at aromasense@live.com, and alternatively you can give her a buzz. The phone number is 519-686-2691. Thank you so very much for being with us again this morning, and I cannot wait to have you back in the near future, Cheryl.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.